There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Development this is. That's the old William Bendix line from The Life of Riley. Now, you know what? I've wanted to take over this whole program. I want to get rid of ACOS, get rid of John, and I'll just take over. I can do it better than they can anyway. Right? How many people agree with that? Richie, yeah,
well,
yeah.
Today's my cool invention is a disappearing box.
Yeah, there.
And ACOS and John have stepped into it, apparently.
Oh, my God. That's funny. ACOS Yankura, who's the solutionist, sells lots of products on the home shopping networks, has for a long time, great pitchman. John Cremins, who's been the host, award-winning host, doctor of shopology, has done a lot of great work on television in these arenas. The two of them got together, and they started a little radio adventure. And it's called My Cool Inventions. MyCoolInventions.com, place where you can go to get your ideas vetted. Those of you who have a basement business, a garage business, those of you who want to make something of yourself, you got a great idea, and you don't want to leave it to somebody else, then this is the place for you. Every week for 4 days, Monday through Thursday, we have an hour devoted to the next big inventor, the next best entrepreneur, encouraging the American way, the American ideal is to have your own business, start something, take it from scratch, make it work. Submit the invention ideas to mycoolinventions.com or dreambigamerica.us, which is something that I started with my partner Adam Taff. We were working on people that were entrepreneurs, found them all over the country. There are people everywhere who want to start something big. Remember that old song, "This Could Be the Start of Something Big"? Yes. Well, for a lot of people, it is. Matter of fact, if you look at the Dream Big America website, dreambigamerica.us, you'll see three contestants that were on the show last Friday. All of them are participants in this event. We have some of the inventors on during the week, and then they win. And they go on to the Friday show, and then every month we take the winners of the Friday show, put them together, and we give away some really cool stuff in the name of helping people with the social media, press releases, virtual publicity, digital marketing, fulfillment, distribution, all of these things we give to you as a part of the prize package that you get for winning the monthly Dream Big America contest. So if you go to that website now, dreambigamerica.us, you'll see the three contenders. Bob Gray, who has something called the Wine Chiller for drink coolers. We have Drew Beal, who has something called Kill the Cup. It implements waste reduction campaigns at colleges and coffee shops and corporate offices all around the country. Good idea there, too. And then the third contestant is Tom Raminga, who has a built a toilet top, in essence, so that if you're having trouble in your marriage, you're having trouble with your relationships because you don't put the cover down to your flusher, to your toilet, then this is what you want. So you can vote for any of those three. One of them, not two of them, not three of them. You can vote for one to win the Dream Big America contest, the big spot for the month of February. As we've now moved on, obviously, into March, we have good contestants on Dream Big America and on My Cool Inventions. Yesterday, we had Eric Tonneson with the faceplate. I don't know how we did. Let's find out. John, how did Eric do yesterday, John, in the voting?
It's ACOS here. John's just going to check on it for you. John's going to check on the vote.
What the heck's going on?
I don't know what happened to the mics there.
Hey, when you're you're the engineer and you're like the one. I am like the ultimate power. I have to fix everything.
It's time for you to get a raise.
So 97%.
Ooh, 97. Wow. We haven't had that for a while. No, 97.
It was huge. It was decent.
All right, later on today we're going to meet Jarvis Walton, who has the highliner. When I think of the highliner, I think of something you put on your eyebrows that women would use to underscore the beauty of their lashes and their eyebrows. That not? Am I even close on that one, John?
No.
No.
I thought you're right. Like an eyeliner, eyeliner.
Right.
But he's got the. You know what it looks like to me. I mean, honestly, it looks like one of those like a highlighter. Not a highliner, but a highlighter.
Something like a magic marker that's colored?
For college kids or, professors or, you get the highlight stuff.
How do we know?
He's got some kind of design on it that it's a little different, the way his patent was put up.
So let's talk about how we find people or how people find us and how we separate. How do we decide whether somebody has what it takes or not? Some of these ideas that you have. I mean, you've seen over your years of doing this, ACOS, thousands, maybe tens of thousands of pitches from people who want to have you look at their idea. You've got to either laugh or cry or at least be sad, feel sorry for some of the people and for some of the ideas. Now, I don't know why I'm thinking that right now, given I'm looking at this and it looks like there are a couple of over the time I've been associated with you guys, it's been about a year now, I think. I thought there were a few stretches in here. There are a few people that get on, and I wondered. Ugh.
So let me ask that question because I'm very instrumental in who comes on the radio here because we do an interview, we email back and forth, we have a little committee, we talk because we have less days of the year than we have inventions, so we have to filter them. We have to sort of filter through.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I was just talking about this morning, it's odd that you brought it up. How many times
synchronicity?
Synchronicity. How many times have I thought, wow, what an awesome invention, and it tanks.
Uh-huh.
And I think to myself, 30 years of experience, how on earth could I have missed that, right? Or the other way, oh my gosh, let me tell you something. I passed, for example, on the chair gym. Now, I remember, Doug, when we first started a year ago, there was a guy who came into the show, had a chair, and had some bands on it.
It's a play on that thing that Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley do.
Similar as that. But so. I saw a chair with bands. And I said to myself, who on earth, first of all, what employer is going to allow somebody to sit at work and actually exercise in the chair?
Yep.
One thing. And second, why would I watch television and exercise at the same time? So I passed.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It is huge. On HSN, I don't know how many they sold. It was like $5 million day.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. I sat there in the green room going, I was shuddering.
I go,
how on earth could I miss? So to answer your question, how do you filter? So I'm filtering with a little bit of our bias, which is a good bias. I mean, 30 years with me, 30 years with John, 60 years of experience. We try to direct it right, but by gosh, we get it wrong a lot, too.
Well, but you can't. There's no such thing. Is perfection.
Right.
You have your own filters. You've seen what works. Sometimes you're going to miss them. I think that's true. Look at the original Apple went someplace else. It didn't go to Apple, if I remember correctly. There are all kinds of really successful inventions. Mark Cuban will tell you he's passed on any number of things with and without the Shark Tank. By the way, did you see that he was going to be the star of the next Sharknado, Shark Attacks, or whatever they call it, TV show?
I saw he was going to be involved in that. I did see some of that.
Yeah. Well, he's become a caricature of himself. He's got plenty of money. I mean, when you get to the point where you have that much money, you can play pretty much in whatever pool you want to play in, right? I mean, this guy? I was looking at the list of people, and we ought to go, I think actually we'll go through that. The list.
Laura Ingram's like his vice president in the movie.
Laura Ingram?
Yeah, the conservative talk show.
No, it's the other one. It's not Laura. It's, right.
Sure.
Yeah. No, it's...
I think it is.
Boy, no, it's not. It's the other one.
Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter. Oh, you're right. Ann Coulter. I'm sorry. Right.
Yeah. No, don't be sorry. It's
Coulter
all right.
Blonde. Yep, yeah.
Oh.
Should I let him in on a little secret?
Yes, please.
Yes. Laura's in the very next studio and just walked out from a commercial break and heard you.
There you go.
No.
I like both of them.
What did you say? Was she upset with you? What did you say?
No, she looked up at me when she heard somebody say, "Oh, they're just blonde."
No, I didn't. I like both of them.
Oh, now what a backpedaler you are.
I listen to both of them. So you can't say that.
I can say that.
You listen to her?
What, Laura Ingram?
Yeah. Wait, she can hear you. She's on the other room.
No, she's on the air at the same time I'm on the air. And I used to not listen to Ann Coulter at all, but it's very interesting. Last time around, last election cycle, I found myself agreeing with her more often than not. And I don't know what that says is going on in my head. But at any rate, you know what? We all have, unless we're dead, we ought to be changing our opinions about things as information gets presented to us. We ought not to be stuck in a place where it's that we believe the same thing from birth to death. It's just not healthy. And I think that sort of speaks to what you were talking about, Akos, in terms of how you view the things that are presented to you. How do you view what goes on in your life in general? How do you take the next step to understanding what it is that's important to you, whether it's in business, whether it's your personal life, your attitudes? You're bound to change because of your experiences, as much as anything else.
I think as I get older, what I think is don't climb the ladder of inference. We all climb this judgment ladder very quickly. I watch it. I watch it amongst friends and colleagues and family. My son, my brother, they run up the ladder of judgment. Right.
Yeah.
By the time they're up the third rung, it doesn't make any sense anymore. But they still keep running up the ladder. So I think when you come to product and business, you just gotta stop, get the facts, relax, and try to use all your years of experience to make the best judgment call you can.
Yep, I think that's an excellent bit of advice. The Forbes big money winners or earners or what's the value of a dollar kind of coming up in a moment or two. It's 18 after on My Cool Inventions.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Akos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
Radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Akos Jankura and John Cremins. Before we get to who probably is going to be the next big billionaire, that is today's inventor, Jarvis Walton. He's got the right name because that family, on the list of the top ten, I think four of the people on the richest list in the world are Walton family members. No surprise, the world's richest person got richer. Bill Gates' net worth, according to Forbes magazine, $79 billion, up $3 billion from last year. So where do you suppose this is? Is it coming from the value of Microsoft stock? Is it from other investments that he makes? One would wonder how it goes from 70. I mean, I suppose like anybody else, you can invest in anything you want to. And there have been some pretty good investments opportunities this past year.
I was reading those stories yesterday, and what I like about Bill Gates is the other side of his life. I mean, how much money he gives away, how much philanthropy he gives, the malaria thing.
Yep.
I was doing a little comparison between him and Jobs, Steve Jobs, and how they handled their wealth. And it's just amazing to. I like what he does with his wealth. I mean,
well, you know what it is? It's a philosophical, spiritual thing. The way I understand it, anyway, Akos. I think the law of abundance is such that we really create more by using it. I've gotten myself. I have been. You've probably been a little more successful at holding on to money than I have. I've over the years gotten involved in three or four different things, and I've made a lot of money. And I have spent or used the money to either fight causes or support things that I thought were worthwhile because my focus has never really been the money. If you are good at something and you like it, I believe that there is a way for you to become successful. It depends on how you measure success. Most people measure it with money. and that's fine. I think that that's a certain measure of success. We all like to have it. My father used to say, I've had it with and without, and I'll take it with, thank you. He never really got to be a wealthy guy. I'm much better off than he was. But I didn't have any help. I just was able to create things and build them like you have. And you get to a point, and at some point, I get distracted by people or things that may need that, and I make decisions to put that money into categories or into places or things, and unfortunately, it hasn't always paid off. But you know what? At the end of the day, I figure, well, I did it three or four times. I can do it again.
You're 100% right.
Don't you think? I mean, when you look at this list, Gates will never have to worry. The second guy on the list is this guy from Mexico, Carlos Slim Helu, I believe is his name, worth $77 billion. Then Warren Buffett, who's worth $72 billion. Fourth place is Amacio Ortega, the Spanish founder of a retail chain called Zara. I don't know anything about that.
I've heard about that guy. The second guy's the Mexican phone guy, right?
Yeah. He was right. Number one, I think, last year. Larry Ellison, who founded Oracle, worth $54 billion. I hear nothing about him that makes me want to like him. Nothing about him. He's the exact opposite of Gates. Now, I don't know that this is true. I may be 100% wrong. All I know is what I hear about Gates is what you just said. Like the guy, Warren Buffett, the same thing,
same
what they
thing,
do with their money. They don't want it to go necessarily. I mean, all of their family members are going to be set for life. But how much, you got tens of billions of dollars. What's your family going to do with all of that?
I had a partner, or I had a good friend I met years ago who was a very, very wealthy man. I mean, in the billions and billions of dollars. His family owned the rights to car manufacturers over in Turkey.
Yeah.
And he came over to Canada. And what I learned from very rich people, I went to a couple of parties people who have just enormous amounts of money.
Yeah.
Like, and I noticed that he would say, and he was a simple guy. You would never know he had any money. He goes, how many pants can I wear? How many shirts can I wear? How many cars can I drive?
Can you drive? Right.
So he said, and then at one point he said, people who could become, and he said, he wasn't wealthy all his life. He says, Akos, keep working.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you what happens. He goes, you find you're struggling, and all of a sudden success will hit you like a ton of bricks.
Bingo.
You start opening envelopes that you forgot that you had those deals, and there's money coming in.
Yeah.
So I like them a lot, and I realize that people who are really wealthy don't show it, and they become philanthropic, or they become really tough.
Or they hoard it. They hoard it. Sometimes people just hoard it. What are you hoarding it for? What are you going to do? What are you going to give it to your children who don't appreciate what it took to get where it, it just... That kind of stuff bugs me. I look at the Waltons, and we'll talk a little more about this before we meet our entrepreneur of the day, Jarvis Walton, who started us thinking about all this. It's 28 after the hour on My Cool Inventions.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Dankura, John Cremins, Doug Steffen, My Cool Inventions Radio. Every day during this hour of our programs, we get together to highlight, to underscore, to pay tribute to ideas that have been successful, to people who are successful from one extreme to the other. We've been talking about the list of people who are on the Forbes Richest Person list. Gates on the top. Carlos Slim Helu, the Mexican phone guy, second. Warren Buffett, third. The guy from Spain started the clothing store, the clothing chain Zara, is fourth. Larry Ellison is fifth. There are 1,826 billionaires in the world this year, up from 1,645 last year. Combined net worth of $7 trillion, up from $6 trillion last year. Most of those on the list were men. There were, however, 197 women, and this gets to the heart of one of the things the news media loves to bang around, and that's probably a poor choice of words, but the essence of where there's this need, this mania to separate women from men in areas like this. The highest-ranking woman on the list, Christy Walton, who's the widow of John Walton, who was the son of Sam Walton, who founded the store. Her net worth, $41 billion.
Wow.
The youngest billionaire was 24-year-old Evan Spiegel, who is in charge of Snapchat, came up with that idea. He's worth a billion and a half.
I think Michael Jordan made it too this year.
Michael Jordan did make it. This is really pretty amazing. He owns the Charlotte Hornets and his Nike connections and stuff. He's worth $1 billion, all because he was a good basketball player and knew how to turn that into something that was valuable. He knew he was smart. And really, isn't that what most of this stuff is? Aren't these people, by the very definition, ACOs, the people you've seen that have been successful, you're very smart. I like to think that I'm pretty smart, although I haven't been always smart with money. I think I'm pretty smart. I think you're pretty smart. I think there are a lot of really smart people in the world. And we either get it. I sometimes wonder when you look back at school and the experiences that we've had in school, were we good when we came out of the womb? Were we destined? If you believe in astrology, there's a certain amount of destination that we have attached to our lives and to our chart. But there's also the whether it's the attitude that we have toward taking on challenges. I'm fortunate, and I think you are too. And I don't know. I hear it from you. I don't know. With John, he's not as revealing as you are about, you know, what's it all about. But I think that when you get down to being a, if you want to call it a survivor, somebody who doesn't give up, there are probably different ways of framing the character of people who are successful. And again, how do you define success? There are some people who have lots of money who have a horrible personal life.
Right.
And it happens sometimes. Wealthy men and women abuse their wealth in terms of how they live their lives, the personal relationships they have with people. Just sometimes they're clueless as to what the money does to them. And I think that's kind of a shame because, I know a couple of people who are billionaires, and you do, and you know, I see people have money, generally speaking, and I don't tend to look at them any differently than I look at the people that work on my farm. Everybody's got to put their pants on one leg at a time. You got to go take a dump every day, and you ought to take a shower. I mean, that's pretty much what it is with me. I just don't see that there's a difference.
Little pieces of the paper with pictures on it. Some people have more of it.
Yeah, that's all. Right. So, anyway, you have some other observations that you wanted to make about this before we go meeting Jarvis Walton.
I just thought, was reminded by my mom. She said, it's little pieces of paper with pictures on it. And, yep. And really, if you take it more seriously than that, you get into a lot of trouble. And I think a lot of luck has to do with it, too. I see a lot of lucky people.
Yeah. Are you lucky? Is John lucky?
I think we're very lucky people. Yeah. I think when I look around, we're very, very lucky people.
I am. I don't know what luck, how to define it. A lot of people said you're just born on the right star. In some ways, I've been very blessed, and you have been. In other ways, maybe there are challenges that we've all had to meet, but that makes us stronger. It makes our characters better.
Put in perspective, I have people around me who are getting very ill very quickly, having heart attacks, fighting cancer, and I realize I am very, very lucky.
Yep. So you count that as part of the blessings. All right, let's meet Jarvis Walton.
Jarvis Walton with the Highliner. There's a guy, remember, Doug, we always talk about sometimes invention is improving something that already is out there.
Yes.
You know, and I have done this. I mean, I have, you know, in school and university and stuff, I had a pen, I had a pencil, and I had a highlighter where I'd highlight the notes. And I was putting one down, picking the other up. He has, looks like he's come up with an instrument, an all-in-one, and two instruments in one. I can see it useful. My dad and parents were teachers and lawyers and speakers. I can see why they would want to use this. Let's introduce Jarvin to the program. Welcome, Jarvis. Sorry, Jarvis.
Hey, yes. How are you doing?
So how did I get that? Did I get this right? Maybe describe your invention to us in a little more detail before we get you to pitch.
Okay, it is a highlighter and ink pen combined. And, it can highlight and underline at the same time, which was really solved a problem that I was having using two instruments.
So are you a lawyer or a teacher, or how are you using this?
I'm a teacher, yeah. And also a preacher, as you can say. And I do a lot of studying and a lot of presenting before people.
So if I have it right, is if you got the pen and the highlighter on the same end, or is it got on different ends of the instrument?
On the same end. It's on the same end, so it can be used at the same time.
So you can just turn it one side as the highlighter when I flip it 180 degrees and then I'm writing with it?
Yeah. It's the highlighter and the ink pen at the same point. And as soon as you highlight, you're underlining.
All right, so John and I, let's see, look in John's eyes. He's got questions. So what I'm going to do is let's get your pitch out of the way. Let's hear your pitch and get the audience the chance to vote on your product. So here's what we do. Jarvis Walton, you will pitch for 60 seconds. You have 60 seconds, a minute to pitch it, and our audience will vote. Our audience will vote by going to mycoolinventions.com. That's mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote button, and you can vote thumbs up or thumbs down. Or if you're out and about, you can text to vote. Text the word thumbs up, all one word, T-H-U-M-B-S-U-P, or thumbs down to 22333. That's two twos and three threes. Jarvis, are you ready?
Ready.
Let's do it.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Find the main points that I want to stress. And I would highlight it and underline it. But to do that, I needed two instruments. I needed a highlighter and an ink pen. And so sometimes I would have problems searching for one or the other. So I came up with a solution to combine them both. And it's called the Highliner. It's a highlighter and an ink pen together. It highlights and underlines at the same time. And students and teachers and lawyers alike can use this instrument. And also I have a humanitarian nonprofit organization called the House of Second Chances, where I will use most of the proceeds of the sales. And I'm looking for a licensing partner, and they can contact me at 1-800-1-800-1-800-2-7-7-7-6-8-7. That's 808-277-7687. Our My Provider, that's My Provider at hawaii.rr.com. And please
make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
All right, Jarvis. I have a question for you. Why do I want to use my pen and highlight at the same time?
For me, it's made what you were. Just like I said, if you wanted to stress a point, word when you're reading or you're studying, you want to call attention to it more.
Well, I know. That's what I use a highlighter for. But I guess these don't operate at the same time, do they?
Yes, they do. They do. Once you highlight it, you're underlining at the same time.
So
one quick scoop.
The only time I would use this, John, when I was in university, and I don't know if I was in university today, whether my habits would be the same, but back then when I was taking notes, I had a highlighter, so I would highlight what I thought was important, and then I'd write and highlight if I was taking notes from a professor. But today's kids, I'm not sure they're doing a lot of writing the same way I used to when I was studying in university. How much does this cost?
I would say it would cost at least probably about $3 a pen.
$30 a pen.
$3.
Okay, $3 a pen. And also, did you patent this?
Yes, I did.
So you patented the concept of having a pen and a highlighter on the same device?
Yes, it's patent already.
Are you manufacturing them?
I'm not manufacturing them right now because of the cost. I was working and everything and trying to raise a family, and I didn't have the funds at that time to mass produce.
What
I was really looking for was a licensing partner.
Well, we got that. So how long has it been since you patented it?
I believe it was 2011.
Did you provisional patent it? Did you go all the way through the process and get the final patent?
All the way to the part to get the little decal or whatever they put on the patent.
You've got,
and they sent it to me.
Then you've got some money tied up in this thing. You've got to sell this to recoup it. We meet a lot of inventors like this where they get really deep into it. And the question is there a good enough market for it?
I want to see how it works.
And who would you license it to? Mm-hmm. Are there still pen manufacturers, a BIC or something? Are there people out there? And it's a limited kind of a university. I think it's a scholarly type of a market. Like maybe legal, university, teachers, type of a market.
Students, $3. That's what I was looking at.
So you're not manufacturing. Have you ever had it costed out?
Not really, not, just like I said, I didn't want to really go that way. I just wanted to just get a license.
You need that information. Jarvis, you need that information. Anybody licensing is going to ask you that question.
Yeah. I would research, I would actually research too. I mean, how many more, I know people still write, right? And I know that you're always going to have textbooks, but a lot of schools are moving to e-books and they're using tablets now. And
I'm using styluses a lot. You know, yeah. John, you and I are using styluses on our tablets.
I was trying to figure out where the market would be for that. I mean, and I understand that, you want to highlight something and underline at the same time, but I'm kind of...
University stores, the bookstores at all the universities?
Probably. I mean, I'm just trying to figure the market
for it. So here's my advice. So, listener, if you're out there listening to this, vote. Go to mycoolinventions.com. Go to the vote page. Vote thumbs up or thumbs down. I'm on the fence on this. I don't know. I'm going to think about this before I vote before noon. Or text to vote the word thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333. That's two twos and three threes. Jarvis, this is one of those specialty items. I know it's not something that would go into a live shopping channel. This is one of those things where it'd be real specialty. And if you're going to be a specialty item, I might suggest more than $3. You're not going to make much money at it, and there's not a lot. They're not going to move a lot of units. So the units that they do move, they're going to have to make it worthwhile. And licensing. I don't even know who I'd go to. I mean, do we have anybody we know in this sort of area?
No, Vic is still probably one of the biggest. I would imagine, right? Yeah. They have all the plastic.
This is an edgy. This is sort of a
it's on the edge.
What if things? But he's presented it, and now we've got the audience to figure out what they want to do. Text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333, or dial 888-877-0490 for a thumbs up or a thumbs down for Mr. Walton, or vote at mycoolinventions.com and see if this is something that gets a lot of support, or if it's sort of a fringe. Even if it's fringe, though, sometimes we get support. That's not really the test. The test is how well you presented it, how well the ideas are communicated. So vote now until noontime at mycoolinventions.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online, and $314 while supplies last. See store, Staples.com for details.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I use to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back, all in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at Reverse66.com. Everything you need to reverse your
your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at Reverse66.com. Reverse your diabetes today at Reverse66.com. That's Reverse66.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Making his case, the Israeli Prime Minister to address Congress today. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The much-anticipated and controversial speech to be delivered today before Congress by the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. As you may be aware, the Prime Minister accepted an invitation to do this from House Speaker John Boehner, bypassing the White House, and this has ruffled more than a few feathers, with some Democratic members of the House and Senate opting not to attend today. Despite the politics involved, Netanyahu says Israel's ties to the U.S. are as solid as ever.
Reports of the demise of the Israeli-U.S. relations is not only premature, they're just wrong.
Netanyahu spoke yesterday to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, providing a preview of the case he will make today against a U.S.-led nuclear deal with Iran. UN Ambassador Samantha Power also spoke at that gathering yesterday. She defended the ongoing nuclear negotiations with Iran.
Diplomacy is the preferred route
to secure our shared aim. But if diplomacy should fail, we know the stakes of a nuclear-armed Iran, as well as everyone here. We will not let it happen.
And National Security Advisor Susan Rice said Congress should not try to seek new sanctions against Iran as the nuclear talks continue. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, the market's coming off a banner day. The Dow at an all-time high after a 156-point gain yesterday to 18,289. S&P closed near an all-time high with a 13-point gain up to 2117. And the NASDAQ rose above the 5,000 mark for the first time in 15 years, a 45-point gain to 5,008. Two U.S. senators say air travelers could be at risk because the nation's air traffic control systems are vulnerable to hackers. Republican Senator John Thune of South Dakota and Democratic Senator Bill Nelson of Florida raising the possibility in a letter to Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox. Secretary Fox to testify today before the Senate Transportation Committee, which Senator Thune chairs. In case you didn't know, today is National Pancake Day, and to commemorate the 10th anniversary of this hotcake holiday, IHOP will do what it does every year, give away free pancakes, a short stack of buttermilk pancakes to anyone who requests it. In exchange, IHOP asks customers for a donation to the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Closing note. That's the sound of one of those coin sorting machines. It'll take more than just a few bags of coins to live in any of the top locations on a list from the data search engine Find the Best, the most expensive place to live in America when factoring in housing, taxes, transportation, food, health care, and child care. Is just outside of New York City, Long Island, New York, also known as Nassau and Suffolk counties. Lucky me, I live in Suffolk. I better get more of those bags to the coin machine right away. Of course, life would be a bit different if you were a billionaire. Anytime we take a look at the Forbes list of the world's billionaires, it is a requirement to dust off that 1989 tune from Calloway, I Want to Be Rich. And for the 16th time in the last 21 years, Bill Gates is number one with an estimated net worth of $79.2 billion. Making the list for the first time with an estimated $1 billion, NBA legend Michael Jordan. He is number 1,741, but at least he's on the list. Oh, and at number 405 with $4.1 billion, the rather shy and ever humble Donald Trump, who's spending lots of time these days flirting with yet another presidential run as he yaps about his prospects on Fox and Friends.
If I run, I think I'll win. I think I'll beat Hillary.
Donald, tell you what. If and when you officially announce you are running, that's when we'll listen to you tell us that you're going to win.
I'm Donald Trump, and this is a special announcement.
I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
And
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.